The situation in Afghanistan is just one of many, many areas of concern for the new president-elect. Another one is America's chilly relations with Russia. Today, the president of Russia, Dmitry Medvedev, took a swipe at the U.S. The World's Laura Lynch sets the scene now in Moscow.
The lunchtime rush is on at the huge Moscow bookstore. Cashiers scan dozens of hardcovers, paperbacks, obscure tracts, and bestsellers. And there on display just above a thick tome about Winston Churchill is Barack Obama's face, smiling out from the cover of the Russian language edition of his book, The Audacity of Hope. It's only been available for 2 weeks in Russia, but sales clerk Irina Korotova says she's expecting the already steady sales to increase with Obama's victory. Korotova sees Obama's election as positive. With a smile, she points out his youth and his good looks. As she spoke, her president, Dmitry Medvedev, was giving his very first State of the Nation address. And he wasn't quite so effusive about the new guy coming to the White House.
I would like to stress, we have no problems with the American people. We don't have innate anti-Americanism, and we hope that our partners, the new U.S. administration, will make a choice in favor of fully fledged relations with Russia.
So, little warmth and no congratulations from the Kremlin. Instead, Medvedev condemned the U.S. for what he called its aggressive, selfish policies. He blamed America for the global financial crisis, and he issued a warning. Medvedev is vowing to deploy missiles near Poland to answer U.S. plans to build a missile defense system in both Poland and the Czech Republic. It's a sure sign that one of Obama's first foreign policy challenges will be tackling the poisoned relations between Washington and Moscow. Political analyst Viktor Kremenyuk believes the president-elect can make a good start by focusing on issues such as the environment or energy supplies or terrorism.
In each, we share the same problems, the same interests and so on, and we are doomed to work together. Simply, we cannot afford ignoring the other side. But if we continue to concentrate on the issues like Kosovo or Georgia, then, of course, we cannot work together. So I strongly hope that Mr. Obama sees this.
Back at the store, Artem Oganessian fingers the pages of Obama's book, curious to know about the man who will soon sit in the White House. He thinks it might make an interesting read, but Oganessian says you can't judge a book by its cover. He, like much of Russia, wants to see what a President Obama does once he faces the reality of running a country and contending with nations that want to see America change its ways. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Moscow.